Hashtag MSW.
You may begin to feel anxious or excited.
Honest, deliberate, engaging, uncensored.
High dosage administration can cause adverse reactions.
And most importantly, independent in mind and execution.
This is a normal response. Are you ready?
Marawa Sports Worldwide.
Upcoming Mafani as well as Mickey Morisani, my guest here tonight.
It's a pity that Mafani missed this moment.
Yes.
To walk in here and there's this giant screen and it has my face on it. And like, wow. And then there's another screen with another two pictures of myself. I'm like, wow. It's such a great honor.
How do you feel when you walk into
amazing
greatness?
Like, I'm the mighty Buccaneer. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like,
please don't forget what happened after Palco sang that Mesuma. Mesuma, where were you?
I so wish those people can come back to Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs. We were entertained. It's a pity, Rob. I'm from Durban and you know the story.
Babu Mafani, sir, I will never forget how well you handled the chaos that happened at Ellis Park Stadium during the Stampede. You will forever remain a legend in my books.
If you're Orlando Pirates supporter and you value and love this brand, you love this skull and crossbone and its evolution, when you go down to Moses Mabhida and you don't have a ticket, or you have an illegitimate ticket, which means you bought your ticket on the back door, please don't try and do that. Because if you respect your team, you respect this brand, you will stay at home.
Well, I just love to encourage those who do have tickets to arrive on time. One of the bad things with AW is when kickoff is delayed. This can change. If you don't have a ticket, stay home.
Give me a score as the referee blows the final whistle.
1-0 to Kaizer Chiefs.
Bye-bye. Mickey?
2 Orlando Pirates, 1 Kaizer Chiefs. 90 minutes.
Robert Marawa, live on 947. Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Sowetan Live. Hashtag MSW.
Oh, man, it's your favorite Friday. It is Marawa Sports Worldwide. Well, it's been a Friday of many breaking news stories, and we also salute Mo Salah, hey, footballer of the season. Great achievement, great season he's had. Probably one of the best ever. All right, it's supposed to be a grand finale now, the Ultimate Clash 2025 Nedbank Cup final, but instead, all of the triumph and celebration, there's a bit of chaos, confusion, a whole lot of outrage, as we've been hearing the entire week. That's the Nedbank Cup final ticket scandal. With thousands of passionate fans that have been left stranded, betrayed by the system that was supposed to be bringing them closer to the game that they love so dearly. Now, as the clock ticks down to the final whistle, questions linger, though, in the air. Why were the tickets allocations botched? Who was accountable? And most importantly, have the fans finally gotten the refunds that they've been promised? Now, tonight, we're going to be cutting through the noise and also trying to get straight to the heart of this issue. The PSL brought in a heavy hitter, though, to try and restore order. An independent auditor tasked with unraveling this chaotic web. And he's the man who's just jetted down again, down to Durban, down to KZN, to figure things out and maybe to lead in a certain direction. And he's a man that knows the truth, the MD of Stadium Management South Africa, Bertie Grobler. We welcome you. We don't normally trust you when you're down in Durban, but here you are. This is where we find ourselves, the CEO of Stadium Management. Good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Rob. Always good to speak to you.
What can you describe for us? Are we ready for tomorrow? Can the fans start arriving and from what time?
Yes, in intro, again, to just take into account and the fact that neither me nor Stadium Management South Africa is involved in the operational execution. So we're not the event organizer, neither are we the venue authority. As you rightly alluded to, we used the same ticketing company for the derby a week before, and the PSL requested me to assess and to assist with exactly what you described now, to ensure and to give them comfort that all tickets that are supposed to be issued are issued and that there's no oversubscription and over-issuing of tickets. So in that regard, Rob, I can confirm with the information I've received from the raw data and the back end that from a ticketing perspective and a ticketing issue perspective, on the hard facts and not dealing with the emotion and the obvious emotion around it, the fixture is ready from a ticketing perspective.
What do you say in summary, though, Bharti, went wrong with this ticketing process? And as I asked in that intro, have the people that were promised refunds been refunded?
Yes, they were. And there we need to differentiate, Rob. There's obviously people that bought online making use of a card transactions. All of those transactions this morning at 8 o'clock, we got a certificate, were refunded and reversed. There was a 5,813 tickets or purchases that still had to be refunded by way of EFTs. I can also confirm that according to the information provided and to the best of my knowledge and following the audit of this, all of these people received emails and SMS notices to provide their banking details, and they would be refunded. Others can claim it from the ShopRite checkers outlets where they bought the tickets. Unfortunately, as I said, yeah, I can't give you the full guarantee that those people have been refunded, as we said, yeah, because it's obviously the sales were from all over the country. And I made an undertaking to the PSL that we will confirm that by Monday at 12.
All right, so we've got no number yet to say X number have been refunded. So many are waiting for their tickets. But what can you confirm for us in terms of those who will be holding a ticket and becoming, you know, the actual bums on seats tomorrow?
Yes, there was, as we speak, there were 48,106 tickets issued. Of that, 44,000 is general access tickets. And 41,000 were tickets that were actually purchased by the general public. 3,000 of those, I'm lying, 2,700 were complimentary tickets that allocated to the club's sponsors and partners of the PSL. There's also the presidential suite and the presidential business lounge. That's by invite, and no tickets were issued for that. The invitation and the accreditation from the PSL will serve as the ticket. So 48,106 tickets issued, and that would be the capacity for tomorrow. The safe capacity set at 49,703 in terms of the venue grading certificate and the planning capacity of the ESSBC.
Obviously, it'll be unfair of me to ask you a whole lot of questions about areas that are not related to you as well in terms of what needs to be done, you know, next year, the next big game in terms of ticketing and so on. But what I can ask you, though, because we do have limited time, Pat, is that you are there. You're seeing maybe changes to what you would have seen a couple of days ago when you had the press conference. And the security around everything, because that's the main thing that everybody's talking about right now. And what time would you say and tell a fan who has a ticket legitimately, what time do you think they should be arriving at that stadium so that they don't get caught up in whatever potential thing there is to be caught up with?
Gates open at 11, Rob. And if I was a fan, I would be there just after 11 to ensure that I go through the process, and irrespective of what logistical challenges we might be faced with, the fact is, with a full capacity event, there's always issues, irrespective of what venue you host the fixture. Early arrival is the key to have a non-frustrating event. So I would definitely advise the fans, arrive when gates open, see that you're there. There's a although we're not the event organizer, I've seen there's a lot of activations. Come and enjoy the beer garden. Come and enjoy the activations, but ensure that you're there timelessly.
But there's nothing you're observing in terms of closures that are unexpected? Maybe they haven't started closing them off yet, leading up. I mean, you know how you do it when you do the Soweto Derby at the FNB Stadium. I mean, is there anything that you visually can see right now that will be outside of the norm?
No, nothing outside the norm. And as we speak, no road closures has been implemented yet. And excuse me if I'm sounding ignorant, but it's because I haven't seen the operational plans, as I said. What I can tell you, and I think you will excuse me for mentioning, but the authorized member, the Colonel, and then General Makonazi, is I attended the meeting on Tuesday, and I can assure you the state security services are more ready for any event than I've ever seen to manage the event as a safe and secure event. I think their planning is to the T.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll be able to answer this one, Bertie.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to Betty Grobler. Rob, a quick question to Betty. Do you think the service provider Open Ticket had a business continuity plan? And if so, why did they divert to CompuTicket instead of diverting to their own business continuity plan in an event of a disruption like this when the server went down? And lastly, do you have an audit trail that indicates that the tickets were all dispersed at the same time? No area was victimized or compromised for being left to be not to receive the tickets for the Soweto Derby. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bertie?
Yes, Rob, I'll try. And there's also a misconception. CompuTicket wasn't roped in at the last minute. CompuTicket and Open Tickets got a distribution service level agreement. You'll recall after the February derby, we had the issue with the toll slip tickets where we changed the service provider, where we said we're not going to allow any more toll slip tickets because that is the root cause of fake and counterfeit tickets. But you can't just go digital on a digital platform in our market currently. Maybe in 2 years' time, that might be the answer. You still need physical outlets where you can go and buy with your hard cash a physical thermal ticket. So all along, even for the derby, the Open Ticket, CompuTicket relationship was in place. People bought derby tickets for the derby at the FNB Stadium. They bought from CompuTicket outlets. So what transpired here is, and I still don't know whether it's a crash, whether it's a delay in the system, whether it's a glitch. The fact is the system was overwhelmed. And a decision was taken at that point to stop the issuing of tickets to ensure that there's no overselling of tickets beyond the event capacity. Unfortunately, it seems that the system still allowed people to register and to lock their request for tickets and to make payments. And that is where the issue occurred. So the system, both CompuTicket and the Open Ticket web and digital platform, was stopped at one point in time. But unfortunately, it happened that transactions still went through. So there were no oversubscription, over-issuing of tickets beyond the planned capacity. The unfortunate situation is people paid for a ticket. They were under the impression that now I'm secured of my ticket, but they were beyond the cutoff of the planned capacity. The last part of the question, and again, I'm sitting here with information that I need to verify and will do that by certificate, but the information currently is that 34% of transactions concluded comes from KwaZulu-Natal. I know there was a fear at one stage that the local community would decline the opportunity to purchase tickets. It seems from the information we've got from the platforms, that 34% of transactions comes from KwaZulu-Natal.
All right, Bertie, we've got to leave it there. I wish you everything of the best, you, your team, and everybody else. I'm sure and I hope that it's a smooth ride and that everything else, all the noise, the negativity in the week will be put aside. And I still do hope, deep down in the bottom of my heart, that people from Open Tickets, whether it's CompuTicket, ShopRite, whoever is involved in this, steps forward and be accountable. And we also hope to hear from the league as well. That's part of their duty to the fans. Berti, thank you so much indeed.
Rob, just a final word. And please keep on doing, you and all of the media, you need to keep us accountable in the industry and keep doing that, because without that, there will be no improvement. So hopefully a lot of lessons learned from this. But thank you for the interest and thank you for holding us accountable.
Appreciate that, Berti Grobler. Stadium Management SA, as he says, this is not his gig, has been roped in to come in and kind of sort out the mess, if you want to call it that. So we've got to be straightforward about this. You know, we've been trying, we've been knocking, and of course the people directly involved in this have not been keen to step forward. Why? I don't know. Why in the business if you don't want to talk and be accountable?
Hashtag MSW live now on 947 Vuma FM, Rise FM, and Soweto Live at the same time. Hashtag MSW.